We, Baba's children, are so fortunate that Baba himself has selected all of us, and Baba is our whole family. We belong to Baba, and Baba is our whole world. We Brahmins, we Baba's children, are merged in Baba's love. Whenever we walk, we talk, we eat, we are always conscious of Baba. We always enjoy with the company of Baba's children. And Baba is our everything. We live with Baba, Baba looks after us. But we Brahmin, while going to the path of this knowledge, sometime, some decays, some Baba's children, they feel that they are missing something in their life. When they became Baba's children, at that time, they were getting that feeling that they achieved everything. But after some time, they feel that they are missing something. Though Baba is giving us so much, though Baba is sustaining us with lot of knowledge, Baba is giving us so many qualities, Baba is giving us so many powers, and we have achieved so much. But what is the reason we still feel something is missing and we have not achieved, and we keep on comparing ourselves with others? The reason which I understand is that whatever Baba has given to us, we are not making the best use of the treasures which Baba has given to us. Instead of making the use of those treasures, we keep on comparing ourselves with others. We look at others. So when we look at others, at that time, it feels that we have not achieved anything. I would like to tell you one story about bhakti cult, which I already mentioned in one of my classes. Once what happened in bhakti cult, it is also said, if any person by mistake remembers God, God's duty is to give something to him. And if we read the stories of bhakti, you will come to know that how God was sustaining each and everyone. Once what happened, there were 4 or 5 devotees. They went to a holy place. They remembered God. And God was busy and giving so many things to so many people. And those 4 or 5 persons, after worshipping, they came back without taking anything. And when they were coming back, suddenly God remembered that these people have not taken from God's house. And when they were coming back, it was too late, it was too dark. Then on the top, the voice came. Stop. Do you hear this story or not? Not yet. Stop. And they stopped. And then the voice came. Bow down. So they bow down. Then the voice came. You collect the stones, whatever are there in front of you. So they collected. And then the voice came. Keep on going ahead. Don't look behind. Keep on going ahead. And they thought there must be some animals, some thieves on the way. That is why someone is telling us, take the stone with you. So they were walking straight and checking if someone is around there. No one was there. In the morning, they reached to their places. So when they checked, the stones were not stone. They were very valuable diamonds and so many good things. And some, they started to look and they said, if we knew they are the diamonds, we must have taken more. And they started to cry. And they said, oh, you have taken more, I have taken less. And they were not satisfied in their life. See? And they started to cry and cursing God, you didn't tell us beforehand, we must have taken more and more. And this person has taken more, now he will become a rich person. I won't become a rich person, he will get so much money, he will get so many facilities. So they start quarreling, arguing with each other. See, the mentality of the human being, they did not have anything in their hands. So when they got, some were satisfied with the little things. And some were not satisfied even after getting so many things. So what happens to us? So when we became Baba's children, we did not have the qualities. We did not have the powers. We did not know how to give this knowledge. Baba filled all the qualities in us. Baba gave us so many invaluable jewels to us. And we don't make the use of those jewels. We keep on collecting, we keep on hiding somewhere. And we feel unsatisfied in our life. And that is the reason. If we see Baba Smriti, if we see all the Dadis, if we read even one Avyakt Murli, if we read only one blessing, which we listen every day in the Murli, in one blessing, all the powers are merged in that. But what we do, we read it, we remember it, we leave one aside and keep on forgetting. And that is why our happiness keeps on shaking up and down. And that is the reason we feel empty inside. And secondly, what I have seen, some Brahmins, when they are in this Brahmin life, when they were new, they were getting lot of sustenance from the whole divine family, sustenance from the seniors, sustenance from each and everyone, because when there is a little child, everyone gives so much love. But when we are grown up, we go ahead on this path of knowledge, so many obstacles come in path of this knowledge. Though some obstacles come, but sometimes Baba says, I tell the Maya to send the obstacle. I give order to Maya to go in front of my children and fight with my children so that I come to know how strong yeah. And sometimes Baba sends, not Baba, but according to the drama. According to the drama, Baba sends Maya. Sometimes the problems, they come suddenly. Sometimes the problems come according to our previous actions. And sometimes the problem comes due to our own weaknesses, are due to our laziness, are due to our forgetfulness nature. But we belong to Baba. It doesn't matter. If any problem comes, through any way, we belong to Baba. Baba pays attention on the children at every step. Baba keeps on looking at us. He never leaves our hand aside. Our hand is always in Baba's hand. Baba is holding our hand. But Baba always walks with us. And he always with us like an umbrella. He protects us. But our nature is that to fight, to complain, to argue. So we complain to Baba, discuss with Baba, we argue with Baba. So I tell you one another story about this. Once what happened? There was one child, just a young boy. Whenever he was walking, God all the time used to walk with him. They both used to go together. And after coming back, he used to see the print of his footstep on the sand, on the floor, because two people are walking. And one day, he got a very big problem. And when he got a very big problem, he was worried. The problem is there. And he started to see on the floor whether I'm alone or whether God is walking with me. And when he saw, there was a footprint of one person, not two persons. He started to fight with God. Oh God, every day you walk with me. Today I'm in the problem. You're not walking with me. How I will be saved? Who will look after me? You're leaving me alone. What should I do it? He started to cry. He started to do so many things. He said, what is this? God is selfish. He does like this. He does not help me. And God was smiling all the time. He was smiling on the innocent intellect of the boy. Then he gave so much love to his son. See, when you are in a big problem, I take you in my lap. You are in my lap. I am walking. You are in the lap. The footprints of your foot are not on the floor. So whenever you are in the problem, don't think that Baba is not with you. That is what Baba says. Do the practice. Make this practice. How to sit in the lap of Baba. How to sit in the heart throne of Baba. How to enjoy the company of Baba. How to get the blessings from Baba. So what we do, we keep ourselves alone. We forget Baba. We keep on complaining with Baba. If I knew I will have such and such problem, I must have not come in this knowledge. These are the words of the Brahmins. Yeah, why I came? You don't know what we achieved in this Brahmin life. So much Baba is giving to us. We are in Baba's lap, but whenever there is a problem, because if the problem don't come, we cannot become strong. It will come. Baba says these are the tiger people. So what happens at that time? We have to keep our intellect very relaxed. we have to keep our minds stable. Immediately you will get that feeling that Baba is taking me out of this problem. Baba is keeping me as an observer. You will look at situation as an observer. You won't be involved in that problem, in that situation, and you yourself will feel that you are totally detached from that situation. Sometimes you must have seen that in your life, and you are having a lot of experience of meditation, and then you are so much intoxicated, even so many things happen. At that time you are so detached, so relaxed, happy, and other people see how beautiful they have a stage. They are not involved in that stage. So this experience we keep on getting from time to time. But our nature is that we come down from that high stage. We come down from our high position. And that is why these things, they affect a lot. And because of that effect, we feel inferiority complex. We feel something is missing. We feel that we have not achieved from Baba what we wanted in our life, even in the from last so many years. We have achieved so much, but we are not paying attention on those points. So if we pay attention on all the achievements, even by one achievement, we can get lot in our life. But we should not compare ourselves with others. And those who compare with others, they always feel that they are missing. And those don't compare, they always automatically keep getting and getting. And according to drama, everything comes automatically. Suddenly they get everything. And they think, we don't want how it has come. And those who want, they will keep on running after those things. It's like respect, like versus man, shan, like this. So they will keep on running after that. So that is why Baba says we have to pay attention on this. And secondly, I would like to tell you one story about Mamma and Didi. Once Didi asked a question from Baba. Because, you know, some of you must have seen Didi. And those who have not seen Didi, please raise your hand. You know, Didi, Didi is here. And Didi was very strict in Baba's knowledge. And she was very strict in all the maryadas. If someone is little lazy in following Baba's maryada, she was very strict, very hard to them. And those who are following Baba's maryada and following this knowledge properly, she was very loveful and very jolly nature, very light, used to sustain them a lot. But even with her jolly nature, she used to teach to follow Baba's Shrimat. And she was very strict, even herself, in following Baba Shrimat. Baba said, you have to do this, she will do it. If you tell her not to do, no. Baba has told her she has to do it. So then one day she went to Baba, she asked a question. Baba, what is the reason Mama is also following your Shrimat accurately? And I am also following your Shrimat very accurately. And we both have come in same time. But what is the reason the Mama is going ahead, our number is coming next or whatever is. What is the reason? Why? Baba said, you asked a nice question, and it is a very good question. And Baba said, see, whatever Shrimat Baba gives to you, he says, you say that Baba has given this Shrimat to me, you keep on following that Shrimat. And whatever Shrimat Baba gives to other children, you always think that this Shrimat is for this child, this Shrimat is for this child, and you keep on looking on them. Baba has given this Shrimat and that child is not following this Shrimat. But Mamma does, whatever Shrimat Baba gives, Mamma never says, never thinks that this Shrimat is for this child, for this child, for that child. She never tells them that you are not following this Shrimat. She keeps on collecting in her life. She keeps on adopting in a practical way in her life. And she never looks at others. And that is the reason she is going ahead. And you, other children, keep on looking at others. So what Baba does, because Baba explains to each and everyone, the Shrimat, whatever Baba gives to each and everyone, that belongs to each and every child. But according to the circumstances, according to the different situations, according to the stage of the child, so that the child should not be nervous, and Baba tells them to give them the Shrimat to overcome from that situation. But this means the Shrimat Baba which has given in the Murli, this belongs to you, that belongs to each and every child. And that was the reason Mamma got such a high status. So that is why Didi was mentioning what we have to do. We have to pay attention on each and every point, each and every Shrimat which Baba is telling to the children. So when you pay attention on that, slowly and slowly, all those ones will come in your cell inside. And you won't know that you are becoming an embodiment of all those qualities